Mr. Neal, you can tell your story a lot better than I could, but essentially, you and I have been discussing the kind of the ups and the downs of your career. What you're involved in right now, Tony, is you are involved in the internet business?
The story is an interesting one, Phil. I was a television producer for 25 years in Los Angeles and in Hollywood in the film and television business, and I also worked in New York for about 5 years. And I produced a number of shows, some of which you've heard of. I produced a number of films. And suddenly, as so often happens, I fell. I stumbled. I had a problem, a personal problem.
Can you tell me the nature of it?
It was a drug addiction, one that I was able to overcome. But in the process, the phone stops ringing. People stop returning your phone calls. And I was pretty much out of the business. And I answered an ad one day in a business journal, and in the ad they were asking for partners in an internet venture. And it was in the adult material, adult content side of the internet. And I answered that ad, and I became not only very vital, I think, to the operation in terms of financial backing, because I did have some money to throw into it, but I also had select content and I also am very heavily involved in the direction of the site. So I'm proud of my story. I don't think it's a story that's unusual. I think a lot of Americans have been through what I've been through, but I'm very proud of my story. And it's one that is going to be, I think, going to fuel me for a long time.
So you are, for want of a better word, it's porn, right?
It's adult content. It's adult sites that adults see. There is... every intention, if I could control the way some of these pop-ups come up, if I could control the fact that there are some children who do visit our sites, I would, but I can't. It's out of my hands. It's collateral. And I know that that has been a concern.
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine today, Dan, who is with our sales staff here at Premier. And Dan's actually out of New York, but he was visiting us. And he is very concerned that his kids mistakenly get onto these sites.
Right.
And, you know, the pop-up ads, probably, the kids may be researching something, and suddenly there's porn. You know, I mean, you've heard this before, right?
I've heard a lot of discussion. I don't know your friend. I would dare say that parenting is a very vital part of that. I had a great experience, Phil. I met two of my children for the first time about 2 years ago when I was in a automobile accident. And... my second wife decided to fly the kids out to meet me. And
you say two of your children are...
I've been married three times. I'm not very proud to say. And I have other children. And I met two of them. And I came to understand children very well, talking with them. Kids can survive a lot. But if you're really concerned about your children seeing pornography... why are they being allowed to see it? That's my question for you. And the other question, there's two parts to this. The other is, what is the role of church and religion? If, for instance...
In what way?
Well, for instance, if a kid is surfing the internet, and he comes onto my site by mistake, and he's somehow damaged or traumatized by visiting the internet site.
But can I just say, you're involved, you have something which you call a specialized line, a zoophile?
That is correct, yeah, zoophile.
That's people that are into bestiality.
That's right, but it's adult content. And the point I want to make, why are these children being traumatized by this? I'll tell you why, because religion's failing them. If they had a...
How is religion going to...
Well, if they had a good background in Bible studies and Bible teachings, as they used to say back where I come from, originally from Tampa, Florida, then they would look at it and they'd move on and it wouldn't bother them. So the church religion has failed these children. The parents have failed them. But I want to get... my story is one in which I came out of nowhere.
Well, but I want to stay with this for a minute.
Well, Phil, it is collateral.
You say it's collateral. A kid, you've got some domain names like, I had them listed here, Barbie.
That's right.
Strawberry Shortcake, My Little Pony. Are these not names that lure a child?
No, that is for adults. That is innuendo that adults understand, and that's clearly adult innuendo.
Cotton Candy?
That's for adults.
And yet there are children who found these sites because we've heard from their parents.
And the parents were upset. Why? Because they have failed, and they want the radio station to bail them out, and the Sunday schools didn't teach them. You're asking me to pit my future against... When I met my two kids for the first time, they were both 16 and 17, I got to know kids, and they were tough kids, and they were street smart, and they knew a lot. And I think that kids survive a lot better than you think.
All right, Tony Neal with us, 1-800. First of all, Tony, I'm going to give our number out, and then I want to make a statement, which I'm very proud of what you've been able to achieve. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about adult sites, which Mr. Neal is an administrator and a partner in one of them, that suddenly have pop-up ads that the kids can see, or have names that may lure the kids.
See, that's something I wanted to address, Phil. I don't think our names lure the children. I think that those are clearly adult innuendos. And the children, because they haven't been raised right, are curious. They want to go and see what all the big talk is about these porn sites.
Robots, here's one, Robot Sapiens, Free Games, and Coloring Books.
Those are sexual innuendo.
Coloring books? See, here's the...
I want to back you up. You're talking to a man that came through the fire, Phil. I came through the hell of drug addiction. I came through the hell of paying alimony to three wives. I saw two of my six or seven children for the first time 2 years ago. I've walked through the fire. You recall Twin Peaks Fire Walk with me? Do you recall that film?
Yeah.
Okay. I came through the fire walk. And I came out the other side. I don't need to get a return phone call now from anyone in the television business. I'm making a wonderful living. And this after drug addiction, and this after run-ins with the police and the law, this after having lawyers come after me. And so my story, as outlined in my book, is an American success story. And one that I think can be emulated.
But I'm just simply saying to you, the business that you're in... excuse me, online, internet, adult material, if you will, pornography, if you will.
I don't even like the name pornography. I think adult material is descriptive. Pornography smacks of something seditious or evil.
But the kids are seeing it. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that.
The kids are going to see these pop-up ads. My daughter could be surfing a site for a homework assignment, and suddenly, boom, here's this ad.
There's a little thing called, and I don't know if you've heard about it, and I'm being facetious, called the Constitution of the United States, Phil.
I know all about the Constitution. I know all about free speech.
Well, the free speech that is guaranteed me in the Constitution of the United States enables me to make a living. Coming through the jail time that I've done and the drug addiction that I've mentioned to you, and coming out the other side being stronger of mind and stronger of body. And
well, you're talking about the things that you've come through. There are kids out there that are seeing things that they never in a million years have children ever been exposed to. Bestial sex.
And where are the parents? Why aren't they saying something about it?
Well, the kids are sitting there and they're surfing the internet for their homework.
Okay. And the parents are letting them do that. Why?
Because that's what kids are doing now, man. They're surfing the internet.
There was a time when we used to do our homework with good old binder paper and a pen and a pencil and this. But let's just stay on your track. Let's talk about it the way you want to talk about it. I was addicted to one of the most evil substances imaginable. It's called heroin. Heroin is hands down the most addictive drug outside of alcohol that there is. I beat it. I was arrested on two different occasions on morals charges. I'm not proud of it. I beat it. I've got three wives who have come after me for a total of $150,000 a month in alimony. I'm beating them in court. They want a child support. I'm beating that. I met two of my children 2 years ago after a devastating automobile accident in which a very promising young dancer, who at that time was my young fiancé, was killed. Yes, I'd been drinking. I beat all of that, and now I am on top of the world, and you want to pull me down, and not you, Phil.
No, I don't want to pull you.
No, I'm not saying you specifically, but people want to pull me off of this mountaintop because the church won't do its job, and parents want to sit there and stare at the sky or the moon or whatever they're doing while their kids are fascinated by some of the work that we're doing at manco.com. And so I am...
It's called Manco?
Man, yeah, as in man company.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Tony Neal. You may recall he was one of the prominent producers in the television business, is now involved in adult websites. You may call it porn. A little bit of a problem. These sites have names like Cotton Candy, Prancing Pony, Barbie, Coloring Book. These are sites that can draw a child. Now, he says this is all innuendo for adults. They understand it. He's not trying to draw kids in. And yet the kids are seeing these things. The kids are getting sexualized now in the year 2004 at younger ages than ever before. Why? Why do we have to force the kids into this? Or is he? Is it the fault of the parents? Or is he saying if there was enough religious tuition, a kid could just go ahead and look at someone having sex with a German shepherd and go, huh, and just keep on going to the next page? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking about kids who suddenly get these pop-up porn ads when they're just doing homework, just coming onto sites that are named things like Coloring Book. I know that you don't think that that is anything that lures a kid. You told John Francis with the LA Times you were against software that screens this stuff for kids.
I want to clarify what I said. I met, as I mentioned to you, two of my kids 2 years ago, and I got a real feel for kids. You know, after Crystal died, and I was in intensive care.
This was your girlfriend?
She was my fiance.
Okay, and you, this was the result of an automobile accident.
Yes, I was drinking, and I take responsibility for that. But I met two of my kids for the first time. They were both 16 and 17 years old. And I said at that time, you know, this infringes on my freedom of speech. I don't want it to appear as if I'm insensitive to children. I'm not. But at this time, I would have to say that kind of software that limits the access, that keeps that my site, for instance, from appearing on any computer, technically it's a violation of my constitutional rights, and so I can't...
Well, but all it's doing is protecting kids.
I understand that, and I'm all for protecting children. But I am going to have to pass on that one because it does limit my constitutional rights. I learned a lot. I worked in Hollywood, and there isn't a way that you can literally rape a human being that was not visited upon me at one time or another by the experiences I had in this town. I will not let that repeat itself in the internet business, Phil, and I say that with the greatest of respect to parents listening. I think children should be protected, but... Why is that my job? You see, where are the churches? Where are the politicians? And certainly, where are the parents? More importantly, why are the children... You see, what's wrong with them? Why are their heads messed up? These are the things that I'm saying.
But if I wanted to put spyware on a computer to keep my kid from seeing this stuff...
You are technically doing to me, if I can be so bold, you're technically doing to me what the heads of five or six different studios did to me for the course of 15 years. And it's not, and it doesn't feel good.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Annie, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, at first when I heard this guy talking, I thought that he was ignorant, but I think you are smart like a fox. I think you know exactly what you're doing. Trying to blame religion. I went to Sunday school every Sunday. My girlfriend didn't when we were growing up. We both looked at Playboy the same way anyone else does. Don't pass the buck, man. You're totally targeting children.
No.
My Little Pony is a children's toy. Coloring book is something children color in. And as far as your constitutional
rights... Well, it's sexual innuendo that adults
don't you think
understand.
That my daughter should have the right to do homework without some porn site coming up? And believe it or not, I have an open mind to pornography.
Well, I think you probably do, reading Playboy when you're a young girl. What?
Yes,
what is
I
your,
do.
What is your sexual orientation?
I'm straight, and I'm a mother of
well,
a daughter
why?
Who's two, has a very, very high fear
well, why
of
are
people
you looking, why
who
are
have
you,
websites like you.
Why are we looking at naked women?
Because
that's
I think
not,
any
that's
child
not what
has
we're
a curiosity with
yeah.
sexuality. Again, you're turning
not,
the table, sir.
Well, I'm trying to say this to you, Annie.
Yes.
I 2 years ago, I met two of the six children that I have, and unfortunately, I don't know the other four because their mothers won't let me have contact with them. I was in this town. I walked through a pile of manure and came out the other side smelling like a rose. Why can't you be happy for me?
I am very happy for you, sir. But you know what? When you say you met your children at 14 and 16, you learn children. You learn from a lot about children by meeting them in intensive care. I think you're playing dumb like a fox.
No, I don't think that
you could have half a brain and actually say that statement and actually think that the audience would believe it.
What is stupid about that statement? I, for the first time, it opened my eyes to these young people.
You've got a site that's called, it's not a site, it says click here for Elmo's World, right?
That's correct.
Are you trying to tell me that's some kind of sexual innuendo that adults understand?
Absolutely.
No, but My Little Pony is a children's toy, sir.
Well, but it's also a term used for a kind of a whip, and I don't want to get in. I don't want to get graphic.
Yes, you do, sir. You want to drop your website as much as possible.
No, ma'am,
and I can't believe that you are this unintelligent. I really can't. If you've gone through so much in Hollywood, they pick out your brain with you.
Why do you consider me to be stupid? I'm on the air here defending my industry from the continual assault by uninformed people. I have the constitutional right.
You got something here. Click here for free chocolate milk. You're kidding, right?
Phil, that is a metaphor for black women, if you want me to get...
I don't know what planet you're on, sir, but
are you trying
Earth?
To tell me that you've never heard the term chocolate milk?
Sir, I've heard every term
All
in the
right.
book, but
then
I'm a 40-year-old woman. I don't want my 2-year-old daughter hearing these terms until I think she's appropriate to learn about sexuality.
But what about my constitutional rights?
You can have all the constitutional rights you want, but it is a privilege to be on the Internet, not a necessity.
Are you saying it's a constitutional right to show porn to kids?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But
then why are you against software? And then why do you keep blaming Sunday school on on children's curiosity?
Well, they filed a court order for us to stop click here for Juicy Hubba Bubba, and I told them at the time.
Click here for Juicy Hubba Bubba. And you don't think that that's something
See,
that's
going to... there you go advertising your website, sir. Can you talk to me just about what's
I'm
going on without
you,
plugging yourself for 1 second?
I'm just saying the chocolate milk or the other term...
There you go again.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's a metaphor for a cat-o'-nine-tail type whip, which some men enjoy. That's not my thing. And so on and so forth. But I can tell you, I was addicted to not only heroin, but methamphetamine. I literally spent years, Annie, with my head in a toilet.
I am so glad that you're out of that.
Thank you very
but to
much.
To advocate that it's okay for
after,
you to use children's names, I think that you're smarter than...
After coming
I,
through
first,
all of
I
that...
First, I thought you were just completely ignorant, and now I realize as a businessman,
oh, you're
you have
calling
no ethics,
me manipulative.
And you're smart like a fox.
You're saying that I'm manipulative. And
yes,
that is
exactly.
not the case.
I
am here telling you exactly what it is I do.
And you know what's sad? You're targeting the most innocent
I'm not
of the
targeting
innocent.
Any children at all. I'm simply saying...
You are targeting children by using words like My Little Pony and coloring book. There are so many other metaphors for sexual terms that don't relate to children.
What is a coloring book? I want to know, what is a coloring book in the world of sex?
A coloring book is something that I colored in and
no,
with
no,
great
Annie,
fondness
I'm,
when I was
ask,
a child.
I want to ask this guy, what do you call a coloring book in the world of sex?
A coloring book is, generally, it's considered a house of so-called ill repute where you
and
have
you
your selection.
And you can't call it a house of ill repute, sir?
It's a slang
Come on,
for...
get real. Can't use a... You be kind enough to use adult terms.
This
if you
is
don't
an adult term. A coloring book is a
challenge.
It's a place where you can get different races. It's a place where you can get different colored girls for sex.
Then
a coloring
why don't
book.
You put different colored girls for
oh,
sex?
Why don't the kids just call it that book that I can draw in? Why do I have to change?
Because they started it first. Coloring books have been around a lot longer
I don't
than
know
your
if
website,
that's the case.
Sir. See, I think that this propaganda is a great way to get attention.
I think, first of all, the coloring book is a term. It hasn't been established which came first, the whorehouse or the child's toy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you know what? The whorehouse has probably been around even longer, but why don't you just call it whorehouse?
Television producer who is involved in the adult site business on the internet, and certainly we are discussing, Tony, the threat that we many of us as parents see to kids. I don't like it if my daughter sees this stuff.
I don't blame you, Phil. And I've got 6 children,
but you've only met 2 of them. Okay, so that doesn't
be that as it may. I have 6 children, and the only reason why I've only met 2 of them is that their mothers, my first 2 wives, are not allowing me to see them. But I've got 6 children. So it's not that I'm insensitive, but in my book, I talk about, and I wish we could stick to the point here, which is me talking about my life and how I overcame incredible addictions. At one time, I was so depraved that I was literally sniffing spot remover, if you can believe this. I woke up under a wheelbarrow in the back of a friend's house, and I knew that I had hit bottom.
You had gone from producing television shows to lying under a wheelbarrow.
Well, laugh if you want, Phil, but...
Well, I'm sorry. It's kind of a funny story.
It is an amusing anecdote, but the point is, now that I've got a hold of something, and everyone is starting to cry and scream, why? Because Tony Neal's making a decent dollar? I make a very handsome dollar now, and everyone wants to scream about it.
All right, the book is called All Day Sucker. What's that mean?
That's what I was. For a long time in Hollywood, I was a sucker all day, every day.
That's also one of the names of one of your sites, isn't it?
Again, this is not intended for children.
All right, okay, I'll leave it at that. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Pat, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Tony Neal.
Oh, I'm totally... I never call in to a show, but my hair is raising. This gentleman does not know children. He is not in this new century. Children are supposed to know technology and use computers, and they do searches. And Strawberry Shortcake is not an adult, anyone though, or is Barbie. These are toys, and any child that wants to do a search, and rightfully so, and that comes up, he's saying it's adult and they should not be doing that?
Well, I think I can tell you in the business that I'm in, Pat, bubble blowing, for instance.
Bubble blowing. There you go. There's one.
Well, I do. I have
bubble blowing. No. How about blow bubbles? Shouldn't blow bubbles.
What about foot-long chocolate candy?
Are you trying to tell me that doesn't sound sexual?
But come on.
No, it doesn't sound. It sounds disgusting.
But you would say to me that that's a child's sight? I'm saying to you that that's a very obvious adult sight.
You know what? Why don't you take those two children that you met and sit down with them in a neutral territory and ask them what it's like to be a child.
Let me ask you.
I am a teacher and I am a parent, and I'm appalled at the way you are thinking. If you are making it so big, why don't you grow up and learn what's going on today?
Pat, I woke up under a wheelbarrow.
I don't care where you woke up. If you woke up under a mushroom, it probably would have been better if maybe you didn't wake up, if you're going to spread this around.
I have to ask you
and
this
I
time.
And I think constitutional right you have, yes. But parents have a responsibility. As you say, they should take it. And when they take the responsibility to put a spam blockers or whatever on their computer,
you're
blocking your constitutional right.
I understand.
Oh, come on, mister. If you were around when your
constitutional
children were
right,
smaller,
yeah,
you would understand.
I want to make a statement now, Phil, if I could. Just
go ahead.
About 4 years ago, I knew a young lady who I had photographed, and we had been in an adult film together. Her name was Candy Charles. She suddenly decided she wanted to leave Hollywood and return home and raise a family. I am pretty sure this is Candy on the phone right now. Is that you, Candy?
Oh, I think you're 100% wrong.
I'm pretty sure this is Candy, and she always had it in for me. This is not Candy.
No, I'm sorry, and I think you're very insecure.
Well, you sound just like her.
I am Pat, and I am from Cicero, and I'm a student.
That's where she was from.
And I'm a parent.
Well, look, Candy, you can deny your past, and that's fine. And I'm proud of you for doing what you did, but don't forget what you and I had.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that this lady, you know this lady?
Yeah.
He does not know me.
He does not know
me.
You could have
her. My name is not Candy.
Well, that was your
Candy.
That was your stage name. But
no,
wait.
No.
The lady doesn't. It's possible you have her confused with somebody else.
I'm pretty sure this is her because she had.
Oh no.
We did a scene together in a film, and she took one look at me, and her eyes bulged out and all of that, and I think I frightened her.
You know something?
What are you talking about, man?
I think you're totally out of your mind.
You sound exactly like Candy Charles.
Well,
are you sure this is...
No, this
did you have the reduction surgery like you wanted to have?
What type of reduction surgery are you talking about?
I'm talking about you wanted to go back to Cicero and have breast reduction.
It's possible this is not the lady that you...
No, I'm sorry. I am originally from Rome, and I just recently moved
Italy?
To
Rome, New York, upstate New York.
Rome, New York. And I recently moved here. I'm a graduate of Cornell University, and I am very open-minded.
Pat, I got to tell you, you know, the lady they arrested up there in St. Paul for trying to blow up an LAPD car, her name was something-something, too, but they found out she had a past. There's nothing wrong with having a past.
Everybody has some kind
candy.
Of past. But all I'm
all right.
saying...
Can
I'm
you
sorry.
Prove, do you have documents from Cornell University that you could fax to me?
I'm not going to fax you anything,
well,
sir.
I need it.
You don't need to know anything.
You don't need
Candy
to know
Charles.
Anything
all right, look at,
about me.
Thank you.
All I know is
oh,
that.
Boy. When she started talking on film like this, she was sexy as hell. God, you still sound good, darling.
I'm sorry. I am not this candy.
Oh, you.
And I'm calling
and she'd do this gun snap. She'd do a gum
and
snapping
sorry,
thing as a waitress and go.
I'm going to hang up. If you, I'm not going to be
I
allowed
you,
to
guys?
Process myself.
Okay, Pat, I thank you very much for
you. You almost called her candy.
No, I didn't call her. Thank you very much, Pat. I appreciate it.
No, she would do a gum snapping routine, and she'd say, you guys want the double cheeseburger? Well, the next thing you know, it's her and four guys, and they're all like,
okay, but it's fine, man. The lady claims she's not who you say she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what she's claiming. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449... What?
Beer talking.
Not again. Yeah?
What was that about?
What?
Hey, Buckwheat, you're a coon. What's that?
It's...
Funny, huh?
Just a stupid bit.
You better believe it. Now, the reason why I called is because your last guest, Mr. Neal, called my office as soon as he got off the air with you. You were supposed to talk about his book, All Day Sucker. Why didn't you?
David, I talked about his book.
No, you didn't. You were talking about kiddie porn, how it's hurting kids. This guy's come through addictions. This guy, as he said, he's had his head in the toilet for years.
Was that before he got addicted or after?
That's go. Mark another one down for him, bud. Real funny.
Great material, Mr. Hendry.
Let me know when I should stop laughing.
Look it. This guy runs an adult site that is easily hit by children by mistake. Why can't I talk about that?
Because that's not what the interview's about. The interview was about him overcoming addiction and getting to know two of his six kids.
Well... Ding, ding for him. Getting to know two of his six kids. The other four he doesn't know because his wives won't let him go near them. And the poor guy's paying 150 G's a month in alimony. Well, that's what happens when you make a lot of bread and you marry three gold diggers, I guess.
Gold diggers? Gold diggers, huh? Here's a guy that had a methamphetamine addiction and a heroin addiction. Try juggling those two. And on top of that, the man had the pressures of the TV business. And now you're sitting there saying that this guy is some kind of a smarmy character, an underworld type who's harming children? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now here's what I want you to do. Call him up and apologize.
For what?
That you didn't treat him right on your show. I want you to do it as soon as you get off the air. Then I want you to go into my office and wait for me there all night. Sleep on the couch. I'll be in at 8 o'clock.
I won't do it.
Bud, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he said he won't do it.
Okay. Well, I can't get there now. Otherwise, I'd drive right over there and wring your neck. Tomorrow morning, I want to see you asleep on my couch with your head on a pillow and a nice angelic look on your face.
David.
Goodbye.
I'll get the blankets and the sheets.
Yeah, thanks. Coming up tomorrow, Pastor William Renick and Dr. Jim Sadler on the Phil Hendry Show. So what we're going to do is... We're going to put it on the website, a list of our bumper music. So you can go out and buy the album, I guess. I suppose we should give credit to the artist, shouldn't we? But the law says 15 seconds tops, and then we don't have to pay BMI or ASCAP fees. And so, but we'll put a list on the website.
Then other shows will steal it if you tell them.
That's a good point. You know what? No, we're not going to put it on the website. Good. Thank you, bud. Thank you for looking out for me.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Hendry.
The other thing, we were just talking, you know, not that it's apropos to anything, but you're right. I suddenly realized who the influence, that guy in Guns N' Roses, who's the guy that screeches? Axl Rose. It was the dude from Nazareth that influenced him. Remember that guy in Nazareth, Love Hurts? And he was screaming like love was hurting at that moment? like something was happening and he didn't want to say what? You know. That's the guy that Axl Rose was. This is vaguely familiar, this dude's singing style. What is it? And that guy, I met those guys, Nazareth, when I was in Miami years ago. They're bunches. They're from Scotland. They're Scotsmen. Yeah. For instance, do you remember the old band Average White Band? Boogie Band? They were from Scotland. Those freaking Scots, man, once you get them out of their kilts and get a little heroin up their nose, they're pretty good. In any event, it's time now to just check in with a little... Do we have another break, Mark, or we're all done? Okay. Just a couple of emails here. Dear Phil, when I heard you read the letter from the man whose wife didn't want him to listen to your show, it hit home for me. My situation is the exact reverse. However, because I am the wife... And my husband doesn't like me to listen to your show, but I'm an addict and I need my fix of Phil Hendry. I love my husband dearly, but I love you more. No, I just love my husband dearly. She didn't say anything like that, but he's just going to have to grow a sense of humor. Love, Helen. That's the funniest part of that email. And the next one comes from Brian in LA. Listen to this. I work for a local congressman, and today I received a call about how elegant and beautiful First Lady Bush was, and that some mean teacher was on the local radio station ranting about how inappropriate her dress was. I tried a few times to explain your show, but to no avail, she wouldn't believe it. So I just ended up agreeing that the First Lady was indeed very classy, and the gentleman on your show, Phil, was very rude. Can I get an autographed picture? Thanks, Brian in L.A. By the way, I work for Congressman... Yeah, he doesn't say. Well, there you go. I also got an email today from someone who said, I really, really like your show, but your callers are really stupid, and they all sound like they're disguising their voice, but I really like your show. So I email these people back. I say, that's me doing the voice, right? And you can almost hear the jaw hitting the floor 3,000 miles away when they get the email. So anyway, you people with no life, you're going to get your little bumper music thing, maybe. I don't know. But if I never hear about it again. And then I got an email back from that doctor who's upset with me. Special thanks to Rick Monday for being on our show today. Not really. Also, William Ruflo from the MPAA, who was talking about how the reason why Passions of the Christ, I don't know if you know this or not, but apparently the official stand of the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Academy is that Passions of the Christ didn't get a nomination because there's just too many Jews in Hollywood. Thank you. Also, Raj Fanin was with us talking about how the questions on the immigration form are inappropriately difficult. If you were to ask immigrants the same questions that Americans can answer, it would all be about fast food. Tony Neal, and certainly we want to thank all the kids from the Racist Little Rascals. Also calling... Really nice kids. And also calling in Hal and Viola. We're flying in their airplane, and no, I don't want you guys to give me a lift to Tucson. I appreciate it, but I'd like to live. Although I know you guys live through it. I imagine I'm going to look a lot like you guys. And also, Charlie, the guy that hates my show, calls in every day to tell me how much he hates my show. Thank you for calling in yet again today, Charlie. Tomorrow night, Pastor William Rennick will join us from Joyful Union Congregation, and Dr. Jim Sadler will be on.